I would want people to understand that people in Clyde River are, they're so courageous, and they're seriously under threat. Their livelihoods are under threat, and they are willing to do whatever it takes to protect their home and their traditions from this type of really destructive development. And it's an inspiring story because on the one hand, they're fighting back. They're a tiny community, only 1,100 people live in Clyde River. It's very remote, fly-in only. They're taking on some of the largest and best-funded corporations in the world. And they're fighting, they're rejecting oil. They're on the front lines of climate change. And at the same time, they're seeking out renewable energy solutions. And so there are a lot of lessons we can learn from that, you know?